The Bible does say, a lady talked about free will. It says, the Bible says, choose this day whom you will serve. Moses said it, Joshua said it. Who will you serve this day? You're serving your flesh and Satan and the culture. You're not serving Jesus Christ. You're not serving the King of Kings, the one who shed his blood for you. You're walking in every false way. Worldliness and carnality will not inherit the kingdom of God. Lose your life. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. Holy is to be set apart for the kingdom of God. Are you set apart, neighbor, for the kingdom of God? Are you living in righteousness? The wrath of God is coming for sin and worldliness. This is sin and worldliness. Church attendance will not save you as you live like the world, neighbors. Skillet, men like Skillet are lying to you. He's a heretic. I have a testing. What is that? I'll look it up. It looks like probably an unbiblical track. John Cooper's deceiving you, sir. Look at my testing. Satan is deceiving you. His workers like John Cooper are deceiving you. His workers like, what is it, Seether? Is that how you say it? The carnal van Seether? John Cooper, the hooligan from Skillet, teaching a false gospel that cannot save anyone. Been asking for John Cooper to bring his Bible out. No such thing. He won't bring his Bible because he's a Revelation 21 heretic that cannot walk in the Word and the ways of God. Test yourself, neighbors. Lose your life to follow this glorious Savior. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Walk in the ways of Jesus Christ, His Word. Lose your life. Surrender. Beaten. Christ, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised for you and your sin. And this is how you treat Him. You live worldly. You live sinful. You mock God by continuing on in the world, but He shed His blood to make a way for you. You can't enter the kingdom of God walking in your own ways, neighbor. Your will is against the Holy Spirit. What a glorious thing we get to do. We get to come and preach the gospel. You got to repent or you're going to lose your soul. Jesus didn't die so you could live in your sin, American neighbors. Jesus called you to repentance, changing of your mind, changing of your ways. The wrath of God is coming. It is, neighbors. He came as a baby in a manger. He's coming back as a fiery lion. He's going to judge the quick and the dead. The fiery lion of Judah is coming. And if you're of the world, you're going to lose your souls, neighbor. Christ is the fiery lion of Judah. He's not a baby in a manger. Jesus is not the long-haired, blue-eyed, easy believe, soft on sin Savior. Of course he was. He was a Mediterranean, dark complected. Yeah. He's coming back and he's angry with the wicked. There's going to be no grace for you as you live like the world. This is a worldly event. Your lives are worldly.
Hey, man, we're all here to rock. We rock together.
But, sir, that's not going to lead you to the kingdom of God. If you want Satan's kingdom, that's what's going
to
work.
If I was to believe in God, it would be a forgiving one.
Yeah, He is forgiving, but under His terms, not yours.
Okay.
And Christ is the terms. Christ is the terms by which He is going to forgive you.
I will have that conversation with Him then. I'm not going to have it with you now.
But He is Jesus Christ. That is God. And you're going to answer to Him one day, sir. I love you now. His messenger just told you the truth. And unless you heed to that truth, God's going to say, my messenger told you the truth. You continued to trample the blood of my Son away from me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity.
That's not a God I want to worship to begin with.
You don't
man.
Make the rules, sir. You don't make the rules.
That's a vengeful God.
Does anyone of them discourage you from the journey that you take today?
Take a gospel verse.
Yes, sir.
What, are you here?
I am.
What are you here for? You believe in Christ?
I think this is...
I just asked. My brother's talking to you're talking a couple of young men. You think this glorifies God or furthers His kingdom? Then why are you here?
Because I believe that I want to see this concert today.
Then what?
That I believe that I want to see this concert today. I don't believe that any of the people here embody what I want to see in Jesus Christ, but I know that's what I've...
Look at my testing of John Cooper from Skillet. He's a worldly heretic, false teacher, colonel. You got to repent and come out of this, young man. You can't go in there and claim to be of Jesus Christ. I have to rebuke you. I love you.
You believe that?
What pastor? Do you have a pastor?
I do.
Okay, you go to a church?
I do.
Which one?
The St. Joseph's Cathedral.
What's that? I smell beer on your breath.
I do. I have been drinking.
All right, I used to be a drunk and everything. I'm not judging you, but St. Patrick Cathedral, that's Roman Catholic.
St. Joseph's Cathedral, the worst one.
Yeah, it's Catholic. Roman Catholic, okay. The Roman Catholic faith is not going to help you find eternal life, young man. By the shed blood of Jesus, you have to come to repentance. And you have to be born again by the Spirit of God. Repentance is a desire to change your mind and your ways. You were probably baptized as a baby. Babies can't make decisions.
Yeah, I was never baptized.
Okay, all right, well, you need to be baptized, but to follow the biblical Savior. Here's the thing. That bread and the wine they say is literally Jesus, it's not. It's a symbol. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He lives and He's manifest in us by the Holy Spirit. And if you're guided by the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't come here yet.
The reason I come here is because as a Marine, I feel like I've paid my dues, and I think that
no.
I am due.
Jesus paid everything. See, you're clearly not born again. I had another guy flash his Marine garb, and I said, sir, that's not going to get you in the kingdom of God. God's not going to honor your service. In fact, that service is actually against Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He tells us to love our enemies, not blow them up with bombs.
Absolutely.
Okay. But He's coming to make war. He's angry with the wicked. And if you're on the wrong side of Christ, that Catholic faith is not going
to
save you.
Look at me to hell for eternity.
It is going
to
send you to hell. Look on my website. I have an article on Roman Catholicism versus God's Word. And it tells you right from their catechism, don'tperish.com. Go on their website. My email's on there if you want to email. What's your first name?
Andy.
Andy, I'm two posts. Email me, open the scriptures, leave. Don't sit here. Go read your Bible.
I've been reading my Bible every day.
But obey it. You're not obeying it because you're here. I do believe that. How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Talk 22. To this young man right here.
I'm 26. Nice to meet you.
He's Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
Roman Catholic, cool. He thinks God brought him here, or he thinks it's okay that he's here.
Yeah.
Talk to him about that.
Well, I would say, first of all, James 4:4.
I love you, man. I love you. Email me. Email me sometime. I'd love to talk to you. Well, that was awesome. Another young man. How's it going, Sister Emma?
I just witnessed to a woman for about 14 minutes.
Nice. That's the second young man I hand off to Brother Kuo, and that guy says he's Catholic. He's drinking, but he seems pretty coherent.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's Roman Catholic, and he said he's here because he was a Marine, and he's just blowing off steam. He knows it's not godly, and
so
he confessed that. These two young men over here that were talking to me, they go to some church, and I said, how does this further the kingdom of God? And they both said, it doesn't. And I said, should you be here then? They said, no. I said, do you have a pastor? They said, yeah. I said, what would your pastor say about this? I said, he's deceiving you. They said, he'd probably tell us not to be here. I said, call him right now and ask him.
Yet?
I'm sorry, sir?
Save anyone yet?
I don't save anybody. God does.
Okay. Anyone being responded
Test
to?
Test yourself. We're talking all kinds of seekers today. Test yourself. If you don't come out of the world and the churches and you
what's
follow
with,
Christ in spirit and truth,
the
churches are full of sin. Name one, I'll tell you what their sin is. The Catholics. What's that?
Do you sin?
I don't live in willful sin. I don't practice sin. The churches practice
sin. You never
sin. I said I don't live in willful sin.
But
my
sin.
Flesh can cause me
but
to sin, but I don't live in false doctrine and sin.
So,
are you defending sin? That's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
No,
here
what
you
I'm
are.
Saying is...
Name a biblical church.
Why are you being so defensive?
Name a biblical church.
Hey, no, this is what
he's
I'm
the one talking about sin, ma'am.
Well,
and I'd like to talk to him about
it. No, you just said every church is full of sin. I agree with you. Because
and false doctrine.
Because we are all sinners.
It's full of false doctrine. That's different. We can be perfect in doctrine, but we can sin in our flesh.
So why
the churches don't even have sound doctrine, sir. They don't even preach the biblical gospel. By the shed blood of Jesus, you got to repent, come out of the world. That eliminates all the churches I know of. They don't come out of the world. You know how many
church?
People telling me they're Christians here going to see this swell? This is what the churches promote.
Do you know how many people have come to Christ and have been strengthening their faith because of John Cooper?
Oh, John Cooper, go look up don'tperish.com. I have a testing of him. Yeah. He is a hooligan, a heretic, and a sinful, wicked merchandiser of the false things of God. So, he preaches a false gospel. He's making false converts, sir. John Cooper is a false teacher.
Do you want to listen?
If you're going to tell me about false men, I don't want to listen.
All right, so what do you do with the passage that talks about that we are to live in the world but not of the world?
Of course. I'm in the world right now. I'm not of it. John's right in there with it. He's with Seether, another wicked satanic band.
He's
in it and of it.
Okay,
if Cooper wants to save people, why doesn't he come out here and preach like me?
Well, he is going to preach. And he's, I guarantee you, he preaches all the time.
Raise your hand, say a prayer, do you accept Jesus? Oh. No, that's not. That's not the biblical gospel. Look up my testing of John, and if you think John Cooper is a man of God, you are so far from the truth. Your pastor, your church, wherever you're going to, is deceiving you.
He is the pastor. Yeah.
Oh, you are the pastor. What's the name of your church?
It's Free Church.
What is it?
It's a free church.
Free church?
Evangelical free.
Which one, here?
Not here.
Where, what's the name of it?
It's not in Wisconsin.
Where is it?
Minnesota.
Okay, it's in Minnesota?
Yeah.
What town?
Owatonna? Yes.
Owatonna, Minnesota. So I have various Eve-free churches on my website tested. And you guys follow pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are Roman Catholic lies.
Okay.
You don't come out of the world. So, are you here to go to this, by the way?
Yeah. So what?
Yeah. You're here for Cooper.
Well,
no,
you're here for
we're
heritage.
Not. No,
actually,
we are not for Cooper.
Here. So here's...
You're going in to listen to this, Will?
I'm going to listen.
There you go. So you're a false heretic pastor trying to get me to listen to compromised truth. Jesus didn't do that.
He would rebuke you.
All right,
he would rebuke you, sir.
What is the alternative?
He would rebuke you.
What is the alternative? If Christmas, you mentioned Christmas.
Easter, and Good Friday, pagan holidays.
What's the alternative to that? What should we be doing?
Biblically, follow Bible's truth.
And what does that mean?
God never ordained them to be practiced. We preach Christ every day. His birthday does not have to be practiced at all. No one ever did that. Birthdays are actually pagan. Okay, so we preach Christ crucified. I've been doing that. Go on my website. You'll see it all over.
So you do nothing pagan in your life?
Not related to God, added to God. Christmas is added to God. My van's pagan, but it's not added to God.
Okay.
See, you're making compromise, sir.
No,
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
You're driving a van, though.
I'm going to look up, but that's
pagan.
Not related to God. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up your church. I'm going to do a testing, and I'm going to test you, and I'm going to put it on the internet. Look it up and email me, and I'll have to get your answer. Hey, you're the one that was... your wife's speaking up, so I'm going to answer to you. You're the one that came up telling me I never sin. You're defending sin as a preacher. Jesus said, go sin no more. You're defending sin, sir. You don't need love. You need a biblical rebuke. You need a biblical rebuke. You need a biblical rebuke. That's